Good afternoon and welcome to the MoneyWeb at Midday Show with me, Warren Thompson. The results season is in full swing and we continue our coverage of that today with an interview with Transaction Capital CEO David Hurwitz, who delivered some stellar results. A little bit later, I will be joined by Nicholas Soror from Sasfin Securities to give us his thoughts on the company developments and the day's trading activity. So let's get stuck in, beginning with today's news headlines. Life Healthcare announced results to end September that saw revenue rise 27% to 20 billion rand, but headline earnings per share decrease by 57% to 77 cents. The company said revenue grew marginally in Southern Africa, but saw overall lower activity volumes due to limited or no growth in the private healthcare market. The acquisition of Alliance Medical seems to be on the right track, with good growth in revenue and EBITDA. Life's share price has vaulted nearly 7% to trade at 26 rand a share. Rhodes Food Group announced results for the year to September, which saw revenue rise by 11%, but operating profit decline. Diluted headline earnings per share fell by 27% to 93 cents per share. The company delivered solid regional growth, but its international revenue suffered as a result of the strengthening rand, significantly reduced global demand for industrial pulp and puree products, and foreign pricing pressure. The share price was nearly 1% higher at 18 rand 75 a share. Then Coronation Fund Managers announced annual results for the year to September, which saw average assets under management decline by 3% for the period. The diluted headline earnings per share declined by 2% to 4 rand 37 a share. The company said that the South African pension fund industry continues to see structural net outflows exacerbated by poor economic conditions, but its international business is performing very well. Coronation share price was 1% lower at 75 rand a share. Industrial company Reunert announced annual results to end September that saw revenue advance 15% and headline earnings per share rising 19% to 6 rand 79. The company said its major area of growth was in the electrical engineering segment, while revenue in the ICT segment was flat. The company continued its repurchase of shares during the year, buying back 2.9 million shares over the period at an average price of 67 rand 39 a share. Reunert is currently 4% higher, trading at 68 rand a share. And then financial services company Transaction Capital continued its impressive track record in growing earnings when it reported results for the year ending September. The company grew headline earnings per share by 20% and raised the total dividend by 33%. Following the announcement of those results means that the company has grown headline earnings per share for the last 5 years at a rate of 21% per annum. Transaction Capital's share price was trading 1% to 1% higher at 14 rand 43 a share. Those were the news headlines moving markets today. When we come back, we'll be playing the interview I had with David Hurwitz, the CEO of Transaction Capital. Joining me now is David Hurwitz, the CEO of Transaction Capital. David, fantastic numbers looking in at this business. Just give us your reaction to those numbers you posted today.
Hi, Warren. Absolutely. We're extremely pleased with our results this year. Transaction Capital has performed ahead of the guidance that we gave to the market and also ahead of market expectations. So, you know, a really solid result in a very difficult environment. You'll see that we grew headline earnings by 26% and headline earnings per share by 20%. So very strong growth rates. And our two underlying businesses grew very well as well. So SA Taxi grew headline earnings by 22%. That was really driven by about a 16% growth in our debtors book and continuing improving credit metrics despite the current environment. If you take a look at our services business, there we grew earnings organically by 12%, but we did do three acquisitions during the year, and when you take the effect of those acquisitions into account, our headline earnings growth went up to 39%. So, you know, across the group, a very, very strong performance.
You've now brought your compound annual growth rate and headline earnings to, 20% over the last 5 years. If we look forward for the next 5 years, are those growth rates you believe you can sustain?
We always talk about our businesses being very resilient and very defensive. If I take a look at the environment and the environment going forward, everybody knows it's really, really difficult at the moment. There's a lot of political instability. There's all the risks of these credit downgrades. The consumer is under immense pressure. So, you know, everywhere you look, whether it's government's balance sheet, the consumer's balance sheet, and even to some extent corporate balance sheet, there is stress. So, you know, when I stand up and present results this time next year, I don't think the environment will be any better. And we anticipate in everything that we do, you know, through a lens of conservatism, you'd anticipate the environment remaining the same or maybe even deteriorating. So to deliver this type of a result again will be difficult. Our medium-term plans and budgets, you know, can't target earnings growth in the high teens. So it's still a very good result. Hopefully we can get into the 20s, which is what we've done this year. But certainly we think that because our businesses are so specifically positioned within their market, the specific market in which they operate, we think we can continue high teen growth rates.
Let's just break those down into the two divisions there. So SA Taxi, 22% growth in headline earnings to 303 million rand. The loan portfolio now consists of 29,000 vehicles. David, I mean, I think you're financing at the margin one out of every three taxis that are financed every year, if I'm not mistaken. Do you intend to grow that market share over the year ahead? What sort of growth can we expect if we look at the actual total growth in the loan portfolio of those vehicles?
Yeah, so if you take a look at the taxi industry, what we see is that there are 200,000 taxis in South Africa owned by about 150,000 taxi operators. And we are starting to see the minibus taxi fleet in South Africa grow. It's driven by population growth. It's driven by greater levels of urbanization. And it's also driven by the fact that if you look at private vehicle sales, that's gone down since 2013 to 2017. That's gone down by 20%. So we'll see a small growth rate in the minibus taxi fleet. But the real opportunity for us is that we can continue to grow our lending book in the mid-teens. And that's really driven by the fact that a greater component of the minibus taxi fleet is financed. So to answer your first question, yes, we'll take slightly more market share. Last year, we were doing about 38% of all Toyota minibuses that were produced in the country. And this year, we moved that up to about 40, and hopefully we can continue on that type of movement. So there is nice kind of mid-teen growth coming out of the financing business, but we are a vertically integrated business, and the real opportunities that we see over and above the finance opportunity would be to grow our insurance business. And there we're doing three things. We started off by focusing on selling insurance to someone who took our finance, and, you know, that's strategically flawed. We should be selling insurance to the entire, taxi ownership fleet. So there are 150 minibus taxi owners. We should be selling insurance to all of them, not only the 29 that we finance. So we're broadening our client base, and eventually we want to be selling insurance products to the commuter. So there's a broadening of our insurance client base, and then also a broadening of our product base. You know, we were very focused on selling comprehensive vehicle insurance. We then moved on to things like installment protection, extended warranties, and now we are even selling credit life. So a big growth coming out of our insurance business as well. And we think that that can sustain a 20% or so growth rate in our taxi earnings.
Very interesting there, because those taxis, as you say, deliver 15 million consumer trips a day. So access to that market is very powerful. David, just quickly on the TCRS division, you announced that you'd bought loan portfolios with a face value of 5.2 billion rand for 356 million rand. If I've done my maths correctly, you're effectively paying 6.8 cents on the rand for the loans that you acquire. What sort of collections are you expecting from those acquisitions?
Yes, if you take a look at our total portfolio, first of all, we've been buying books since about 1999. We pioneered this market in South Africa, and we are the leader in this market. You correctly state we spent 356 million rand this year. We bought 29 different portfolios, but in total, we own 195 portfolios, and we expect over the next call it 7 years, we expect to collect 1.7 billion rand out of those portfolios. They sit in our books at about 891 million, and we expect to collect about 1.7. So there's about 900 million rand worth of gross revenue that we'll generate out of those portfolios. On a deal-by-deal basis, when we buy a book, if we spend 100 rand, we always try to collect 220. So the multiple that we talk about is 2.2 times. And in this environment, we've been able to achieve that certainly over the last 3 years. So in 15, 16, and 17, we've been able to achieve more than, to collect more than 2.2 times the purchase price that we pay.
That was David Hurwitz, the Chief Executive Officer of Transaction Capital. Right, time to check in with the markets, and gold is trading at $1,280 an ounce. It's been trading in a very narrow band, I think, for the last few weeks. Platinum and palladium are having a tougher day. Platinum down almost, down 0.75% to $929 an ounce. Palladium down 0.33% to $993 an ounce. The rand is currently trading at 14.10 to the US dollar. It's lost almost 1% there. It's also taking damage against the pound, where it's down 1.3% to 18.67, and down 0.75% against the euro at 16.57. On the back of the news, though, of those results from Life Healthcare, that share has now joined the top 10 winners list on the MoneyWeb website. Obviously, the 10 fastest rising shares during the day. You can go there and look at them. Life Healthcare is now up 8% to 26.31. The All Share Index is 1% to the stronger at 61,086 points. It's made gains across the bourse, with industrials up 1.11%, financials up, marginally up, gold mining up 1%, and resources up 1.5%. Here to talk to me about some of those numbers and the day's trading is Nicholas Soror from Sasfin Wealth. Good to have you with us, Nick.
Yeah, it's always good to be here. Thank you for having me on.
What's surprising me, I mean, I read through those numbers for Life Healthcare, excuse the lisp. I didn't expect that we were going to get a reaction like we have done from the market. Could you give us any your take on why that share price seems to be reacting so positively to those results?
Well, what was interesting is just soon after results, which were released at about 7 a.m. this morning, there was a bit of a cautionary announcement out at 8
right.
a.m., and it said they were in discussions regarding a potential transaction. So in the past, Life has done some groundbreaking transactions which have ignited the share price, and, you know, I'm wondering if this is not something similar. It's quite interesting, though, because they have spent quite a fortune recently on purchasing Alliance Medical in the U.K.
Right.
And adding on to their purchase of Max Healthcare in India, you know, they own just under half of that business, or I think it could cost them almost ₹500 million. So they've had quite a few purchases recently. So I don't know if this might be a sale, another purchase of a business, but certainly something that's ignited the interest of the market. If we look at the results per se, I think we were expecting, some subdued numbers. I mean, the company released a bit of a trading update, so wasn't new news. The general volumes of private healthcare, having a look at Netcare and Mediclinic with results out, indicating volumes are down, which certainly has impacted margins of all these businesses. And then with Life having a position in Poland, where they really took an almighty whack there with a company called ScanMed, having to write down that business somewhat also didn't help things along. And then Max Healthcare in India, not really shooting out the lights that they would have hoped, that business still taking quite some time to ramp up. So we all kind of knew the results would be subdued, but I think the share price has reacted to that, with the rights issue to purchase Alliance and the dilution of that. I mean, the price is off from a all-time high of 46 Rand down to 26 Rand, even though it is up 8% today, up about 2 Rand. So maybe just a little bit of value creeping into the stock now that all the results are laid bare. And, possibly looking at the volumes reaching a little bit of a trough. Volumes aren't going to decline forever. Unfortunately, people do need to go to hospital one way or the other, and populations are growing worldwide, and they are exposed to some important markets, growing markets in Poland and India, and then having that position in the UK, which I think is a really nice little business. Alliance doing very, very well for them. And then a bit of rand weakness creeping in that just could help, Life with a little bit of life in its share price, no pun intended.
Right, I think I was just checking the currency there because it looked like it went to 14.12, but it's back to 14.09. Nick, just Just probably in, just a little bit of time just to discuss transaction capital. I mean, the growth in earnings those guys have delivered so far at what appears to be very little risk, given the that they are essentially a lending business on one side and a collections business on the other. What did you make of those results?
Well, I was having a listen to David, which was always good, and you know, I read through the results this morning, and you know, they did really, really well under a difficult backdrop. You know, the South African economy is not easy, and they're not exactly exposed to a low risk you know, environment, but managing to do incredibly well. So I think it's a really solid management team, indicating you know, some great growth in a difficult market. I think the acquisitions that they have recently done, specifically on the risk side, is quite good. I think Bean Counters is a great little business to have, as well as the you know, the debt collection business. I think doing incredibly well, and as long as they can keep on purchasing these books, which is a high risk book for a very, very low cost,
right,
they can really turn a profit there. And you know, on the SA Taxi side, I mean, like you mentioned, they've absolutely cornered the market. One out of every three taxis, and to this day, and I mean, they actually mentioned it in their results. I mean, we're looking at about 15 million taxi trips a day in South Africa. I mean, transaction capital is literally covering and supporting taxi operators for 5 million of those 15 million. I mean, it's an amazing number. So they definitely cornered the market in that respect. And, you know, my general feeling is that's not going to change anytime soon, you know, with regards to South Africa's reliance on, you know, the informal transport sector. And then with regards to the debt collection, I think that's still something that's going to be sitting with us. You know, I think the consumer is under pressure. We understand that. But I think it's going to be something that will continue over the next 18 to 24 months. In other words, it's not going to get any better. So I think as long as they can continue what they are doing, and you know, seeing those numbers continue to come through, with the dividend payout ratio now dropping to 2x from 2.5, I think it's a lovely little business. You know, share price has been tracking sideways, which is interesting, and maybe that's alluding to the general concern about the area that they operate in. I don't think everyone, you know, believes in it, but the results speak for themselves. And if you're willing to take on a bit of risk, potentially, you know, not looking too expensive at these levels, specifically now that the earnings per share is almost touching one rand. So paying, what, 14.41, which is about just under 15 times earnings, doesn't look too stretched, but there is a bit of risk that comes with this business, so one should be a little bit careful. But I actually quite like it. It's something I've been watching quite closely for some time.
Great. We're going to have to leave it there, Nicholas.
Brilliant.
Nick, so thanks very much for your time.
Great, thanks for having me. Keep well.
You too. Cheers. That was Nicholas Soror, Portfolio Manager at Sasfin Wealth. And that's a wrap for the show. Obviously, we just touched on a couple of the companies reporting today. They're all out there. The SENS provided on the MoneyWeb website. You can go and check up on them. Interesting numbers too from Coronation, which we didn't get to discuss. But we'll be back at the same time tomorrow. Cheers for now.